The topic of the last several weeks in Daf Yomi has been the halachos of Yayin of an Oyvei Kechofen. Yayin Nesach, Stam Yeinom, Yayin Shal Yisrael, Shenoga Boi Oyvei Kechofen. And Be'ezus Hashem, in the raid, we've gone through many of the interesting historical and contemporary shailas and controversies that surrounded this general topic. As it relates to today's raid, and this is going to be more than just one part, I think it's kedai to talk about maybe the subcategory with the hey idea in this genre, and that is sherry cask whiskeys. So, by way of background, there are certain whiskeys, specifically scotches, that are aged and matured in sherry casks. Now, what exactly is a sherry cask? A sherry cask is a cask where previously sherry wine had been aged. What exactly is sherry wine? Sherry wine is a certain type of wine that is unique to Spain. Specifically, it comes from wine country in Spain, which is known as Jerez de la Frontera. So, sherry wine, by definition, comes from that region in the country of Spain. Now, the history of why the Scotch makers would use sherry casks in order to age their wine is because once upon a time, the English and the Scottish, who obviously were the big Scotch producers, used to import their wine from this sherry region in Spain. And the way the Spanish would export their wine, the way they would ship it, was in casks. So they wouldn't bottle it and ship it in bottles, but rather they would ship it in the cask. So the English and the Scotch would receive these huge oak casks, and they didn't have anything to do with it. Now, they were Scotch makers, so they said, you know something, 1 + 1 = 2. Let's take these casks and let's start using them to age and to mature our scotches. So really, it was just by happenstance, just punked, worked out that they had a need, and suddenly the supply came in their direction and they would begin aging and maturing their scotches in these casks that previously had the sherry wine inside of it. Now, as time went on, the logistics of how exactly the English and the Scotch would import their wine changed. The logistics of how the Spanish would export their wine changed. Most wine was being imported from different places. Wine that was being exported was usually being exported like it is today in bottles, not anymore in casks and in barrels. And as a result, the Scotch makers no longer had these empty sherry casks to use, and they did what they traditionally would have done, and that is they started using good old-fashioned oak casks, and that's the way they stored and aged their whiskey. But it seems that a lot of their customers weren't happy, and they felt that something was missing a little bit. There was something a little bit more ta'im, a little bit more geschmack with the old-fashioned way of the way that these scotches were matured, and it was for that reason some of the scotch makers, not all, but some of the scotch makers said that we're going to be machzer ha'torah l'yoshno. They went back to the way things were done once upon a time, and they came up with clever ways to recreate the sherry cask, and that's where they would store their scotches. And really, up until today, in 2025, there's yesh v'yesh. There are some scotch makers that, yeah, once upon a time was storing their scotches in sherry casks, but that was only because it was very practical. Now that it's not practical, in fact, it's very impractical, also a lot more expensive, so why do that? There were other scotch makers that wanted to keep the old tradition. They want to satisfy their niche customers, and till today, they're still storing, they're aging, they're maturing their scotches in these sherry casks. The most notable, perhaps, of all the certainly high-end scotch makers that stores their scotch in sherry casks is Macallan's, but it's not uniquely Macallan. In fact, it's a little bit more popular than you might think. Now, what does it have to do with the sugyas that we're learning? It's because, really, right out of the gate, you would think that this would pose an incredible halachic issue. The reason is because to the extent that the scotches are sitting for years, by the way, inside these sherry casks, which have in them bleus of sherry wine, which is stam yeinom, you would think that now the scotch that you're drinking is going to have bleus of stam yeinom inside of it. And as a result, we have to sit down and take out our Yerideya calculators, roll our sleeves up, and figure out whether or not this is a problem or not a problem. But b'muschur rishon, it's fair to assume that there's an ingredient inside this scotch that is 100% forbidden to eat, that's forbidden to drink. And based on that, to just go to your local wine cellar, hashtag Yontif, and buy a Macallan's, I don't know if he sells it or doesn't sell it, but either way, to go ahead and to buy it is not going to be posh at all. And the reason is because there's going to be some ingredients inside of it that's potentially a very, very big problem. And this is really the background of the sherry cask tumah. Now, if you know one thing as it relates to the halacha l'maaseh of sherry cask, this is probably what you know. That Agoyin HaGadol, Rabin Shel Kol Bnei Agoyla, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, wrote a tshuva about it. And in his tshuva, he came out that it's mutter to drink sherry cask whiskey, stating that his classic caveat, and that is bal nefesh yachmer. The truth is, this is one of the great misnomers of all time. Because, number one, Rav Moshe didn't write one tshuva on this topic, he actually wrote three tshuvas on this topic. But more importantly, Rav Moshe never wrote a tshuva about sherry cask whiskey. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva about something that is fundamentally similar to sherry cask whiskey, but at the same time, it's also very, very different. Now, when you learn the sugya of sherry cask whiskey, you have to start with the tshuva for Rav Moshe. There's no question, because again, it's on some level very, very similar. But at the same time, you can't learn Rav Moshe's tshuva nigris Moshe, see what his maskana was, which, again, we already gave it away, it's mutter but bal nefesh yachmer, and say, oh, so now, should I drink Macallan's? Well, it's mutter avo bal nefesh yachmer. Because Rav Moshe never wrote a tshuva about sherry cask whiskey. So what exactly was the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote? If it wasn't sherry cask, I mean, it sounds like it's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin. What was it, and why did Rav Moshe say mutter? Why did he feel bal nefesh yachmer? That is going to be the topic, Be'ezer Hashem, of today's Raid Bite. That's Hashem. In the next Raid Bite, we're going to do part two, which is going to be the real sherry cask shaila. So as much as the tshuva that we're going to talk about right now is not a tshuva related to sherry cask, again, you can't start the sugya without going through this tshuva. Besides, it's from the most famous tshuvas in Igros Moshe that no one ever learned. So I think it's kedai to zamen as a chabura to sit down and learn a tshuva, really three tshuvas from Rav Moshe. And these are in Yerudei Chelek Aleph, Simen Samech Beis, Simen Samech Gimel, and Simen Samech Dal, which is just a little bit of background to this tshuva. Number one, it was written in Tavshin Ches. It was written in 1948, so just a little bit of context in terms of when exactly it was written. It was written to the Gaivid of Elizabeth, New Jersey, Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav Pinchas Teitz. Rav Pinchas Teitz writes to Rav Moshe that there are certain wines where, or I should say there are certain scotches, certain whiskeys, where the whiskey maker takes a little bit of wine and he mixes it together with the whiskey. And people, Haimish Yidden, Yirei Mishleimen, are buying this whiskey, maybe not even realizing that there's a little bit of wine inside of it. So he writes to Rav Moshe that he figured out a way to get the whiskey makers to replace the wine with ingredients that are kosher ingredients, and he's writing to Rav Moshe this gewaldige oiftu that he did. Rav Moshe writes back to Rav Teitz that what you did is incredible, tavi alecha bracha, but your premise that you're making in what it is you did, your haskonos and your michtav that you're writing to me, that the whiskey that has in it a little bit of taruvas yayin is going to be a problem, is not something that's poshut at all. And I think it's kedai to sit down, let's write a tshuva nigris Moshe on this, let's figure out if this is in fact going to be the case. So Rav Moshe sits down and he writes the tshuva. And he says as follows, from the information that he was given, it seems like the amount of wine that was put into these whiskeys was up to, not to exceed, but up to 2.5%. So up to 2.5%, meaning 1/40th of the overall scotch could have stam yenam inside of it. So this 40 times of yayin saraf, of scotch, of whiskey, kineged the wine. Now, at first glance, you would say that that's a problem. The reason that's a problem is because we know that anytime there's a taruvus of iser v'heter, how much heter do you have to have connected to iser in order for this to be mutter? You would need 60, you would need shishim. And being that you have 40, so the ratios don't add up. And as a result, it would seem at first glance to be dead on arrival. Stating that, this is really not poshut at all. The mechaber And this is in the sugyas of Yayin Nesach. It's in Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet Sifhei. It says as follows. If somebody has stam yena and he wants to go ahead now and dilute it with water, so it should lose its time. Says the Mechaber, Kama Yehei B'mayim, how much water would there have to be if Yehei B'hem Kedei Levatel Tam HaYayin? So that now the water would have the ability to be Mevatel the Tam of the Yayin. Says the Mechaber, if you never heard this before, this may come as a shocker. Shisha chalokim kinegda. You would have to have 6 times of water kinegda the wine. The choshi esh b'mayim kashir hazeh is you have 6 times water kinegda the yayin. Muta afilu b'shtiyah. This wine right now is going to be muta afilu b'shtiyah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're being mevato wine, which by the way, you're not allowed to do l'chatchila, a mevato nisal l'chatchila. But the point is, if we're discussing now a bittel of stam yenam, how much water would there have to be in order to be mevato the yayin? It's not 60, which is what it traditionally is, but rather it's shisha halachim. Now, the makar to this halach in Shulchan Aruch is a gemara. It's a gemara mesach tzavay dezara, daf ayin gimel amid beis. It's coming up in a few dafin. That gemara is a cryptic gemara. It's actually a big machloikis rishonim, how to learn the gemara. Some rishonim learn the gemara, that we're not even mentioning, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it, meaning it's this halacha mamish, and that is that the sheer bittel of stam yenam is not shishim, but rather it's shisha. The svara behind it is that once you have 6 times water connected yayin, it's not yayin anymore. Yayin is a very, very unique beverage, so that if you're able to maintain the right proportions, it's going to be considered wine. The minute there's too much water, the minute it's too diluted, it doesn't have the chshivas of yayin anymore, and as a result, the gzeir of stam yenam is not going to apply. But the bottom line is, it's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. Kama yehei b'mayim v'yehei b'hem kidei levatel tam hayayin. So the halacha is shisha halakim. The shir is not shishim. The shir is shisha. It's interesting. The Ramah over here in Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet doesn't say anything. However, earlier in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, this is 11 simanim earlier, it's in Sif Ches. So the Ramo over there says as follows, Yayin Mazuk, as it relates to diluted wine, calls man sheyesh beitam yayin aser. As long as it tastes like wine, it's going to be aser. The yesh matirim, stating that, says the Ramo, that are those that are matir b'shisha chalokim mayim, if you have 6 times water, k'moshi yisbar Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, azoivi yitzmavur in Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Shach says that even though the Ramah seemed to be a little bit unsure, right, he's vacilling a little bit, he brings 2 days. Yayin mazik calls man sheyesh beitam yayin aser v'yesh matirim b'shisha chalokim mayim k'moy sheyisbar simen kuf lamedalet, says the Shach, it's poshet v'hochi kaimalon, the aloch is like the yesh oimrim, the aloch is like the yesh matirim k'mevur l'kamon tak and simen kuf lamedalet, because over there nobody is chaylik. But the bottom line is, what emerges is that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, clearly in Kuf Lamedalet he says kam b'yehei b'mayim v'yehei b'em k'dei levatel tam hayayin shisha chalokim, and even though the Ramah in simen kuf chav gimel brings 2 days, but the Shach already spoke out that the Iker is the Yesh Matirim B'Shisha Chalokim Mayim. Kimavur and Kuf Lamedal with Ramah didn't say anything on what the Mechaber said. So the bottom line is, says Ramosha, really the starting point of this Shaila is not do I have Shishim. The starting point is do I have Shisha? And if I have Shisha, then that in of itself would be okay. So as it relates to this blended Yayin Saraf, where the whiskey makers were taking a little bit of wine and they were pouring it into the scotch, even though there's only 40 times of scotch keneged the wine, and ordinarily you need shishim, so you would think it's dead on arrival. It's actually just the opposite. 40 is really a lot more than you need, because the magic number is not 60. The magic number is 6, like the Mechaber Paskins, and like the Shach says, the Ramah Paskins as well. And if that's the case, there's no question in the world you would have a shir bittel. Stating that, it's really not so posh. And the reason it's not so posh it is because there's another halach in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is several simanim earlier, 21 simanim earlier. This is in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Dalet. The Mechaber over there says as follows, Kol Elu Amashkim, and he was talking about different juices that somebody might buy from an Oivik Kechavim. V'chein HaChoymetz, or vinegar that a person might buy from an Oivik Kechavim. Also, the Knoise Mehem, you're not allowed to buy it, in Dmeyem Yukarim Dmeh HaYayim. if it's being sold for the price of wine. And the reason is, because we're concerned that maybe there's a little bit of wine. Meaning, juice is not supposed to cost what wine costs, right? That's pretty obvious. And if somebody goes to buy apple juice, and he's paying, $80, and he's told that it's a 2010 apple juice, well, something's a little bit off here, right? Something's a little suspicious. You have to be concerned that there might be a little wine there. And says the Shulchan Aruch, don't buy it, because it could be what you're buying now has a taruvus of stam yin. Says the Ramah, ad she'in shishim levatloi, unless there's 60 times of whatever this drink is to be mevatel, whatever wine there might be in there. If there's going to be shishim to be mevatel, it's going to be okay. Freit the taz of an art, ad she'ehi shishim, the Ramah said. Shishim? I thought when it comes to being mevatel yaim, you don't need shishim. What you need is shisha. And even though the Ramah brought 2 days in Kuf Chav Gimel, but the Shach already said, we know the Iker day is like the Yesh Matirim, and that's the Psak of the Mechaber in Kuf Lamedal. So why would the Ramah over here say, unless there's shishim, I thought the magic number when it comes to being mevatel stam yainam is shisha. Why is he being so machmer? Why is he saying you have to say have shishim? So the Taz has a beautiful teretz. The Taz says that if you know the makar of this Ramah, it's a mardchai. The makar to this Ramah is a mardchai. The mardchai said this caveat regarding this halacha, achiyei shishim. Now, the mardchai happens to be of the opinion that if you're being levatel yayin, shish is not enough. You need shishim. And the reason is because the mardchai learns that gemara that we didn't learn yet in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis differently than the way some of the Rishonim learn. There's no chiddush when it comes to Sam Yenam that there's something called Bittul Shisha, and Shishim is not something you're going to need. The Mardchai is on the list of Rishonim that hold that when it comes to Bittul, even of Yain, you would have to have Shishim. So says the Taz, it's a little bit dachuk, but I think you have to say that the Ramah, who was quoting the Mardchai, quoted the Mardchai B'Lashonei Yazov. He quoted the Mardchai exactly the way the Mardchai said it. And being that the Mardchai said Shishim, that's why he said Shishim. But the Ramah was a little bit like duck, meaning he knew that lefi ha'emes, that we paskin, that stam yenem is batel b'shisha, so then really, you don't need a bittel of shishim, all you need is a bittel of shisha. So why would he have said a bittel of shishim, says the Taz? The reason is because he's quoting the Mardchai, and the Mardchai holds you need bittel of shishim. But that's all the Mardchai l'shitasan. What we would hold, being that we, l'shitasenu, hold that stam yenem is batel b'shisha, is that you would only need six. So why do Ramas say shishim if all you need is shisha? Because he's just quoting the Mardchai. And in the Mardchai's world, you would need shishim, and that's why the Ramas says shishim. But Al-Kopanim says the Taz that even though at first glance, it sounds like from this Ramah that bittel stam yenem is really b'shishim, absolutely not. Take a look at Kuf Chav Gimel, take a look at Kuf Lamed Dalet. From those places, we know already that the shir is not shishim, it's shisha. Why did Ramah say shishim? Because he's quoting a Mardchai. Why would the Mardchai say shishim if the halacha shishim? Because the Mardchai rather told that the shir is shishim. We don't paskin like the Mardchai. So we don't paskin like the Mardchai. We wouldn't paskin here too, ache in shishim levatloi. But rather what we would paskin is ache in shishim levatloi. This is the Taz Shtikl Torah to be miyash of this Ramah. Stating that the Shach in his Nekudas HaKesef, which are his Hasagas on the Taz, says this is so dachuk to learn a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch that says ad she'in shishim levatloi, that it means shisha, and he's simply quoting the lashon of the Mardchai, even though it's halachically inaccurate. I find that very, very hard to believe. What's going on over here? I thought that the shir bittul when it comes to stan yeinim is shisha. It's not shishim. Says the Shach in Nekudas HaKesef, and he's chizim mishnasai later in the simonim here in Shach Alein, and that is, you have to say there's a chilek between someone who dilutes his wine with water versus someone who dilutes his wine with shar mashkin. The mechaber in Kuf Lamedal was very clear. Kami yehei b'mayim v'yehei behem kidei levatol tamayayim. And there the answer is shisha chalakim. And the truth is, if you take a look at the makar to that halacha, which is Avodah Zarah and Gimel Amadeus, the Gemara over there is talking specifically about mayim. When it comes to cutting your wine with water, there's a halacha. 6 times water is already mevatel l'tam yayin. It's not considered stam yayin. But when it comes to shar mashkim, like the apple juice that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about over here in Siman Kuf Yudalid, over there already the halacha is going to be different. And over there the halacha says the shach is going to be you you would need your good old-fashioned shisha, which is what you need any time that you want to go ahead and you want to be mevatel machalos asuras. In other words, we have a major machloikis between the Taz and the Shach as it relates to this chiddush haTorah, or this chiddush of Chazal, which states that stam yenom is batel not b'shisha but rather b'shisha. Is that true only by mayim, or is it true for shar mashkim as well? According to the Taz, it's true for shar mashkim. According to the Shach, it's true only for mayim. It's not going to be true for shar mashkim. And by the way, the simple reading of the Ramah in Kuf Yud Dalet, Dalet certainly screams the Shach. The Taz had a good alibi, he had a good way to get out of it, and that is the Ramo is quoting the Mardchai, who l'shitasei holds you have to have Shishim. But Avada L'didan, even though we're dealing over here with Shar Mashkim, the halach is still going to be that all you need is Bittul B'Shishim. So said Ramosha, that as it relates to our blended whiskeys, even though B'Moschel Rishon, you're going to tell me that it's 2.5%, which means you have 40 times Heter Keneged Isser. But when it comes to Stam Yenam, you don't need 60, you need 6, which means you have ample coverage, right? A lot of insurance. So this is definitely not going to be an issue. Stating that, it's not so posh, because really totally the machloik is Taz and Shach. If you hold that the halacha bittul b'shisha is true, not only for Mayim, it's true for Shar Mashkim as well, well then, Yayin Sorif Didan, Unzer Scotch, would have the requisite share to go ahead and be mevatel. But if you hold like the Nekuda Sakesef and the Shach, if you hold that really when it comes to Shar Mashkim, do you need 60? Well, Yayin Sarif is Shar Mashkim. So if Yayin Sarif is Shar Mashkim, l'chari, you're not going to have this year. Stating that, Rav Moshe says that as it relates to this machloikis Taz and Shach, it's poshut that Talach is like the Taz. He says, number one, the Magen Avraham, Hilchas Pesach, in a related discussion, says Mefurish that Talach is like the Taz. Number two, the Prichadosh Paskin like the Taz. Number three, the Machzah Shekel Paskin like the Taz. And Yehuda V'Oid L'Kra, Rav Moshe makes a beautiful cheshbon, which is beyond the scope of this raid bite, that even though the Shach was Chaylik B'Shar Mashkim, but he believes that the Shach would have been Moida when it comes to Yayin Sarif, because Yayin Sarif Skash is a very, very sharp type of beverage, and there's no question in the world that it has the ability to be Mevatel the Tam Yayin B'Shisha, to the extent that Mayim has the ability to be Mevatel the Tam Yayin B'Shisha. So says Rav Moshe that although it's true at first glance it's a Machloikis, Taz and Shach, and who has the places to get involved in such a Machloikis? He says, but if you look at the Poskim, it's clear that the way we would have to come out la'alach is that Rav of the Poskim, all the G'dayli HaPoskim came out other than the Shach, held that the halach is that we say Bittul B'Shisha Afilu B'Shar Mashkim, and Rav Moshe was very confident that the Shach himself, even though B'Shar Mashkim he was Chaylik, but Shar Mashkim doesn't have to include all Shar Mashkim, and he believes the Ayin Sarif is separate Ayin Sham, and based on that he said the halach l'mais is that we're going to say Bittul B'Shisha, we're going to say Bittul B'Shisha when it comes to Stam Yenam being mixed into these whiskeys, and if that's the case, Rav Moshe said, "B'muschel rishon, this is mutter. What's the problem? What's the problem? Are you worried because there's a little bit of wine, stam yenam? So there's 40 times of whiskey keneged the stam yenam. 40 is never the sheer bittel. Don't you always need 60? No, not when it comes to wine. That's a amiratzah argument. When it comes to wine, all you need is shisha." Is it in a machloikis Taz and Shach? That's already not an Amaratz argument. That's a pretty good argument, right? Is it in a machloikis between the Taz and Shach whether or not it works b'shar mashkim? Yeah, but the halach is like the Taz. And by the way, the Shach would have been moider when it comes to Yayin Sarif. And based on that, Rav Moshe said that there's no question in the world this is mutter l'dina. The one thing Rav Moshe says you have to address, which he very easily and simply addresses, but you have to mention it, and that is, what about Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila? So we know that even though the sugi is a bittul, but you're not allowed to L'Chatchila go ahead and be Mevatel Issa. Not only are you not allowed to be Mevatel Issa L'Chatchila, but if somebody is Mevatel Issa L'Chatchila for you, you're not allowed to go ahead now and eat this taruvas. So in this case, even though the yid, that's the consumer, he's the end user that's buying this whiskey, is not the one that was Mevatel the wine into the whiskey, but it was done for him, right? It was done for whoever the end user is. And to the extent it was done for him, this should pose a problem of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. But Ramay Shishtel Su Asugi in Erev and Daf Mem, again, beyond the scope of what we need to do right now, where it's Mavur, that anytime you want a chesh, something was done for me, right? So it's very nice to think, but let's be honest, right? The whole world doesn't necessarily revolve around you, right? So was this done for me? Was it done for you? Really, the way we view these things is it was done for Ruba da Amma. So he says, for sure, when these scotches are being produced, they're being produced for the majority of the world, the majority of the consumers. The majority of consumers of these scotches are in the Yehudim. As a result, it's considered that was done for the Oivde Kechavim. You to drink it now is not a problem of Emevatul Nisalat Chachiva. You have the Shir Bittul. You only have 40. You don't have Shishim, but all you need the shisha. It's Shar Mashkim. The halach is like the Taz. And oh, by the way, the Shach would be made in this case. And it's for that reason, said Ram Moshe, this is the first part of the tshuva, that as it relates to these blended Yayin Sarefs, Mutter, Ledina, there's no question in the world, based on often halachas and Shulchan Aruch, you would be allowed to drink this. Sounds a little uncomfortable, but there's no question when you learn the halachas and Shulchan Aruch, this is something that you would be allowed to do. Stating that, Ram Moshe continued, and Ram Moshe said, I think a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. And he said, I'm going to tell you four reasons why a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer, and we're going to go through all four. Ram Moshe said, number one, we know that Stam Yenam is not only Aser B'Shtia, but Stam Yenam is Aser B'Hanah as well. That's the halacha. And even though the Ramah, right in the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach that we spoke about so many times, says, based on the Rivan and the Rashbam B'Shem Rashi, based on the Tshuva Zagayim, that Tosfos brings away the Zohar Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that says that Bizman Hazeh, that the Oivdei Kechavim no longer do the flick of the wrist, right, they're no longer being Menasech Yayin L'Avoy the Zohar, so it's for that reason, Stam Yeinam is Mutabana. But number one says Ram Moshe, the Ramah says it, the Mechaber didn't say it. And number two, as we mentioned in the fifth Stam Yeinam Shir, that the Shach and the Taz also in an art says that the only time you're supposed to rely on this Ramah is B'Makom Seidah. You're not supposed to L'chatchila go ahead and work with this Ramah. B'Makom Seidah. So then we're Seimich on this Ramah. L'chatchila. But only B'Makom Seidah. But the point is, it's really a little bit of a B'diyev. Meaning, Mi'ikaradin, we still view Stam Yeinim as being Asabana. So says Ram Moshe, to the extent that Stam Yeinim is Asabana, could be, we have to say a Rusvara. And that as much as it's true, that Chazal said that Stam Yeinim is Batal B'Shisha, could be that just means that the time of the Yayin is no longer a proper time, and as a result, if you're going to drink it, you didn't drink Stam Yeinim. Meaning, as it relates to all the sugyas of Yayin, whatever it might be, Arlo, Kiliyaker, we're learning Stam Yeinim, Yiyah Masha Yiyah. Once this Shisha of Mayim kineged the Yayin, at that point, we're not going to view this Yayin anymore as being Yayin. But Bechavtzah, it's still Yayin. And being that Bechavtzah, it's still Yayin, even if there's no Isser Shtiyah, maybe you have to dan mitzad the Isser Han. This Ram Moshe's Chiddush. Now, I think it's kedai to explain this a little bit better. What does it mean that Yayin is Batal B'Shisha? If you take a 6 ounce glass of wine and you pour water and you pour 1 ounce of wine in it, you think for 1 second you're not going to taste the wine? Trust me, right? Don't drink too much of it and, right? Believe me, you're going to taste it. Of course you're going to taste it. So what does it mean that Yayin is Batal B'Shisha? So Ram Moshe says it's Pashen and it's really based on Sugyas and Chulin, Sugyas and Bava Basra. Again, beyond the scope of how much we need to go into it right now. But the Vart, in short, the magic word that's used in the vernacular is that taste is what's known as kiyua ba'alma. What does kiyua mean? It translates as acid. Meaning we don't view the tam as being real yayin that Chazal asserted. It's a derivative thereof. It's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin. Could be if you're not a connoisseur, you might not even know how to be mafchin 100%. But halacha said that tam yayin, which is there, no one's going to debate that it's there. But we look at it as kiyua ba'alma. It's not a tam that has the ability to Aser. So Ram Moshe said half of a fella. We know when it comes to Yisuri Hanah, if somebody has something that's Aser Banah, and you burn the Yisuri Hanah, Afron Asurim, it's a sugi in the end of Tmura, it's brought up in different places in Shas. That's why Yisuri Hanah, you have to bury. It's because if you're going to burn it, you can't even benefit from the Aether. So says Ram Moshe, if Afron Asurim, when it comes to Yisuri Hanah, there's no question that Tam Kiyua of the Yisuri Hanah has to be Aser Banah as well. There's something called Tam Kiyua, that's Alochi and Hilchas Achila and Hilchas Shti and Hilchas if Afron Asurin, that means it's long as it has something that Pishroshoi is the Yisuri Hanah, that's enough to make it even in this Panim Chadosh's Bo Kandiga form still be Yasir. There's no question in the world that the Tam Kiyua, which tastes like wine, which has a very good taste, by the way, is not going to be treated as wine. So Ram Moshe said it'd be a starke makom to argue that when it comes to Yayin, which is Osir Bahana, when it comes to Yayin, which is Osir Bahana, maybe even though you have the bit of a shisha, so that there's no problem of drinking it, then maybe you do have to rechen with regards to the Isir Hana. Now, Ramosha says, this is for sure not a problem, La Halacha. How do you know that? It's very simple. It's not even a trick question. It's because of the Shulchan Aruch's psak. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kami yehei b'mayim v'yehei b'm k'dei levatol tam ha'yayin, shisha chalokim k'negdoi. V'chol sheyesh b'mayim k'shir hazem mutar afilu b'shtiyah." If you're going to tell me it's asa b'anah, how could it be mutar b'shtiyah? Forget the shtiyah. Typically, I'll stand not that you're going to get when you drink it. So it's klar l'din in Shulchan Aruch. We're not worried about this. Why? So Ramosha says it's totally in lumdis of bittel. But says Ramosha, at the end of the day, if you want to be a Baal Nefesh, and you want to be Machmer, and you want to say that even though there's a concept of Bittul B'Shisha, but being that all it does is make it a Tam Kiyur Ba'alma, because the Tam is there, you can't deny that. So maybe you still should have to Cheshbin with the Yisurei Anah Shabai. No, Baal Nefesh Yachmer, Moshe says. But you want to know Ladin? Obviously, Ladin, this is not a problem, because it's an Afan Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. But if you want to be Machmer beyond what the Afan Aloch and Shulchan Aruch is, and again, Rav Moshe says it's really totally in Lomdus of Bittul, and maybe when you go through the Sugis of Bittul, there's even more of a Makram to be Machmer, then for sure, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. But as it relates to the Ikur Adin, this is not a problem, because when the Mechaber says Mutar Filu B'Shtiyah, we know that it's going to be Mutar Bahana as well. So, says Rav Moshe, the first reason why Bal Nefesh Yachmer is maybe Cheshbin, the Isser Hanah Shabbai. And again, it's only based on the fact that when the Ramah said you don't cheshbin stam yenam being Aser Bahanah, it's b'makam seida, but I'll kopon him. Shaloi b'makam seida, we hold that stam yenam is Aser Bahanah. And according to Mechaba, we always say stam yenam is Aser Bahanah. So it could be, the Isser Hanah Shabbai would be a problem. The second reason Ramosha says that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer is because at the end of the day, this halacha, a bitul b'shisha, as much as it's halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch, but really it's totally in a big machlok rishonim. We said there's a machlok rishonim, how to learn that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Some rishonim say that what the Gemara is saying is that there's a bitul b'shisha when it comes to Stam Yenam. Other rishonim have a whole different way of learning the Gemara. So really, depending on how you learn that Gemara, that's going to determine this outcome. But if you learn like the other rishonim, we mentioned the Marchai before, right? If you learn like the other rishonim who hold that there's no bitul b'shisha when it comes to Stam Yenam, so well, then you need shishim. And here you only have 40, you don't have shishim. So Baal Nefesh B'Machmer. And by the way, just to bolster the point a little bit better, we said that the Mechaber is very, very clear in Kuf Lamed Dalet Hey that all you need is shisha chalakim. But the Ramah in Kuf Chav Gimel really brings two days. Yayin mozik kozman shiyesh beitam yayin aser. V'yesh matirim b'shisha chalakim mayin k'moy shi yizbar simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. Now the Shach says, v'hochi kaimalon k'tal kaman simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. But at the end of the day, the Ramah brought this shita sarishonim as one day. So Baal Nefesh should be machmer, says Ramah, like that one day in the Ramah. Again, it's not the halacha. The Shach said it's not the halacha. The Mechaber Mefurish said it's not the halacha. You see from the Poskim that's not the halacha. But Afilu Hochi, it is a day in Shulchan Aruch. And a Baal Nefesh who's machmer like these days in Shulchan Aruch should be machmer for the first day in the Ramah, Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Ches, and say that there's no bitul b'shisha when it comes to Stam Yenim. The third reason that Ramosha says that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, this is easy, if you're holding Cheshbin, that is the Shach. Because we said that there's a Machoikis Taz and Shach, whether we say bitul b'shisha Tafke B'mayim, or we say B'shar Mashkim as well. Now, the truth is, the Simas Lashon HaRamah, in Kuf Yud Dalid, Dalid, when you're buying these apple juices, ciders, mices from the Ovid Kechavim, and you feel like there might be a little bit of wine over there. So now you have to worry. Ad sheye ein shishim levatal. The Ramah sounded a little bit like you have to have shishim. Now the Taz said that the Ramah was only quoting the Mordechai. And really, just like when it comes to Mayim, the Shir is shisha here too, it's going to be shisha as well. But the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef and in Shach said not that way. And the Stimus Lashon Ramah is also mashma not that way. Because let's be honest, what the Taz is saying is a little bit dachuk. So says Ramah, a Baal Nefesh should be machmer for the Shita Sashach. And he says, even though I said that halacha is not like the Shach, based on the Magen Avraham, the Pre-Chodesh, and the Machzah Shekel. And oh, by the way, I said, and I'm Baruch Hachama, that the Shach himself never meant it when it comes to Yayin Tzarev. But at the end of the day, there's still the Stimus Lashon HaShach and the Stimus Lashon HaRamah. So a Baal Nefesh should be machmer, not like my Shtickle Tayr, even though I know I'm right. But still, the Baal Nefesh should be machmer, and that's a third reason that you shouldn't be Soimich. You should think that maybe when it comes to Yayin Tzarev, be Mevatel Stam Yenam, it's not enough that you have 6, you need 60, all you have is 40, and based on that, this should be a problem. There, Moshe has a fourth reason that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, which we're going to just mention fleetingly. And this is based on a chiddush from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in his Agoyason Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in his Sefer Mati Yohonasan, where Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz said that if somebody would mix wine together with mashkin, and the purpose of mixing it is to be mashpiach the mashke, your tachlis is just to make it taste better, if that's what your tachlis is, then hoder dina, you would already need shishin. And Rabbi Moshe asks many, many kashas on this Mati Yonasan. He says he doesn't understand it, fin cup is feast, and none of the other place can bring it. So he says, no question, the halacha is not like this Mati Yonasan. But at the same time, there is such a chiddush from Yonasan Eibeshitz, and that would be a fourth reason that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. But either way, what we just went through now is an abridged version of Igros Moshe, actually a little more than abridged version of Igros Moshe, Yerudei Chelek Aleph, Simen Samech Beis, Bedvar Blended Yayin Sarif, which was written Erev Shchodesh Ad Hasheni Tovshin Ches Yedidi Arav Agoyin Amafurisim Rav Pinchas Taitz, at the time Shlita Hagayvid Elizabeth. But we mentioned there's not one tshuva here in Igros Moshe on this topic. There are three tshuvas, and really the next two tshuvas, Simen Samech Gimel and Simen Samech Dalet, are Rav Taitz's responses to Rav Moshe, and then Rav Moshe's counter responses to Rav Taitz. And the truth is, if you go through those two simonim, it's fascinating. It's an absolutely epic discussion in halacha with two tremendous Talmidei Chachamim who had incredible shlita on Yerideh. And really, throughout these tshuvas, it's very, very evident that Rav Taitz was a shoyl ke'inyan, but Rav Moshe, pun intended, was Meshev Kahalacha. I just want to mention two of the questions that Rav Taitz asked Rav Moshe because they're, A, very relevant to this raid, and it's going to springboard us into some of the raid that's going to come. And that is as follows. The first kasha that Rav Taitz asked Rav Moshe was that everyone knows the Zalacha in Shulchan Aruch, this is Yerideya, Taruva, Yisbasa V'chol of 101. And that is that Tavlin, Afilu Be'elef, Loi Batal. That if you put a spice of macholos asuros into a dish, the halacha is afilu be'elef loy batal. So Rav Taitz told Rav Moshe, I think the way you have to view the wine that's being mixed into this blended yayin sarav is as a tafel. Because that's really what it is. You're not drinking wine, you're drinking whiskey. But this whiskey has in it an ingredient, which is wine. So I think you have to view this wine the way you would view pepper, black pepper that you're shaking into your chon. I think it's a tavlin, it's a spice. It's an ingredient more than it is an essence. And being that we know that the halacha is tavlin, afilu be'elef loy batal, so tiny Rav Taitz to Rav Moshe, so I think this is a little bit different. And over here, l'chayr, there should be no bittel at all. So Rav Moshe gives this question a lot of ear time. And again, Be'ez Hashem, if time allows, we'll get into it a little bit more in the coming raid. But the short answer that Rav Moshe gave to Rav Taitz is, he said that, Rav Taitz, I hear what you're saying, but zinit kan kasha. You know why? Because the emes is, forget about taflin. Every time you take wine and you dilute it with water or with shar mashkin, you always taste the wine. The taste is there. Narvas, chazal megalatas, the yayin is batal b'shisha. What do you mean you taste it? It's like we said earlier, that time is considered kiyuba ba'alma. And being that it's considered kiyuba ba'alma, so it's for that reason, even though you taste it, it's not a taste that you have to worry about. So what are you going to tell me? Now I came up with a patent. It's a tavlin, tavlin afilu be'elef loy batal. It's a tavlin for Nibes Morgan. But there's six times kinega the tavlin, which means that taste of the tavlin is a tam kiyuba ba'alma. And Chazal will megalatas, that's tam yenam, the kiyuba ba'alma, it's not a problem. That's the chiddush of the halacha, bittul b'shisha. Explain it a little bit better. What does it mean that tavlin's afilu be'elef loy batal? What is the taitch of that halacha? The taitch of that halacha is because a tavlin is nice and tam, afilu be'elef. Right? There's nothing unique about a tavlin. A tavlin's not some yachsin that it can't be batal b'shishim. It's so chomer that afilu be'elef loy batal. Seriously, black pepper is more of a yichis than a piece of meat? Makes no sense in the world. The teretz is because when you put something in as a tavlin, so as long as you're makir the tavlin, which you're going to be, so it's for that reason the regular shir bittel is no longer going to be applicable. But the point is, the reason tavlin afilu be'elef loy batal, we're not learning taruvus now. The reason tavlin afilu be'elef loy batal is because you taste it. If you didn't taste it, there'd be no halacha of tavlin afilu be'elef loy batal. Says Rav Moshe, This wine, call it a tavlin, call it whatever you want to call it. You don't taste it. Ah, you taste it? It's kiyu ba'amah. V'haraya, when there's bit of a shish, you also taste it. Narvas, it's kiyu ba'amah. So once we say it's kiyu ba'amah, and that's miyashiv, the ikr halacha of bit of a shish, when it comes to snam yenam, that same yishuv is the yishuv for why tavlin is not going to be a problem. So it's a very compelling question. But at the same time, Rav Moshe says, the lumdus is pashit. Once we're mechadish, and Chazal will mechadish this to us, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara by the Zohar, and Gimel Amud Beis, that yayin is batel b'shisha, that means once it's diluted at a 6-to-1 ratio, any time yayin that you have is not considered wine. It's considered kiyu ba'alma. And if it's considered kiyu ba'alma, it doesn't matter what you call it, how you label it on your wrapper, what you put in the nutrition facts. At the end of the day, it is not yayin that's aser. And if that's the case, call it a tavlin, shmavlin. This is not going to be a problem because that time of this tavlin is only kiyu ba'alma. The second kasha that I think is kedai to mention, the Rav Taitz asked Rav Moshe, and this is a bomb kasha. This is the kasha that we're going to go through now, because we're going to wrap up, that really requires the most airtime, I think, when you go through the sugya and some of these related sugyas. And that is based on Afana Halach and Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says as follows: Kol hamashkin shel goyim, all mashkim of goyim, shedarkom la'ariv b'hem yayin oy choymetz asur, where the derech is to be ma'ariv wine or choymetz inside these mashkin, the halach is that they're asur. You hear this? One more time: Kol hamashkin shel goyim, all mashkim of goyim, shedark, where the derech is la'ariv b'hem yayin oy choymetz, to be ma'ariv wine or vinegar, asurim are going to be asur. Asurim means that we don't even do the ratios, we don't do the proportions, we don't take out our Yerudea calculators, but rather they're considered unequivocally asar. There's no bittel when it comes to mashkin shel goyim, shedarkom la'aruv behem yayin oichemetz. Now, sounds like a very big chiddush, right? The makor to this halacha is a Rashba. It's a Rashba in the Tshuva, where the Rashba was asked a question about certain medications that were popular in his time, where one of the ingredients in the medication was stam yena. And the Rashba was asked, is it mutter for a yid to take this medication? Now, if we're dealing with a chaylush yesh by sakana, so then it would be mutter. Even though there's a rivash that says that maybe stam yenam is a problem, even for a chaylush yesh by sakana, but we don't pass him like that rivash. So then there's no question in the world it would be mutter. But this was being used for even chaylim she'em bahem sakana. And the question was, being that one of the ingredients is stam yenam, is that a problem? Or maybe it's not a problem. So said the Rashba, the Muschel Rishon, there's a Shir Bittel. And being that the Muschel Rishon, in this medication, the majority of the ingredients is not Stam Yenam, you would think that this would be okay. Stating that, the Rashba says it's a problem. And the reason it's a problem is twofold. He says, number one, this Stam Yenam, which is Aser, is Aser Mishum Macholei Oivdei Kechav. And we have a Mesorah from the Ravid, that the Ravid said that anytime you have Macholos Asurois, where the Macholos Asurois are Aser, because the Macholos Shal Oivdei Kechavim, like the Sugis that we're learning right now, you don't say Bittel. The Oid says the Rashba, being that it's the Derech La'arev Bohem Yayin, this Halacha, being that the Derech is to go ahead and to put this wine inside of it, so then already you can't say Bittel. Bittel is a Tipas Cholov that fell into a Kderish Al-Basar. It punked happened. Or even if it was done by Kavana, but it was punked on by Kavana, right? Where it's the Derech La'arev Bohem Yayin. Over there it's more Chomer, and over there it's going to be Aser. Says the Mechaber, Beis Yosef talking, that I saw that Shuvah Zarajba, and I'm bringing this Shuvah Zarajba right here in my code of laws, because I think it belongs in Shulchan Aruch. Because Talach is Azoivi Der Rashba. So said Rav Taitz to Rav Moshe, he says, I think we have a very big problem over here. He said, because these scotches, these Yayin Sorofs, are Mashkin Shal Goyim, Shedarkom La'arib Bahen Yayin. And the Mechaber Paskin is Mefurish based on this Shuvah Zarajba Asurim, that they are going to be Asur. And if that's the case, L'chayr, it would seem to be a often a halach in Shulchan Aruch. And he says, Moshe, I understand the whole tshuva, I understand the bittul, we were able to work it out, at Shisha, I feel the Bashar Mashkim, but at the end of the day, this is the Rashba, and the Rashba is Gepaskin in the Shulchan Aruch, and being that the Rashba is Gepaskin in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's for that reason, I think we have a little bit of an issue. Now, the truth is like this, when Rav Teitz asked this kashna to Rav Moshe, Rav Teitz preempted a little bit what Rav Moshe might say, and I think it's kedai to speak out that preemptive strike from Rav Teitz, because that's going to go into the lumb this year. And that is as follows. Dhamma says like this. We mentioned that the Rajba said two reasons why Kol HaMashkin Shel Goyim Shetarkin Le'er Bem Yayin Oichem Etz Asurim. Number one, he said, it's based on a Ravid, where the Ravid said that anytime you have Macholos of Akum, you don't say Bittul. Number two, being that it's the Derech, it's not a Mikra Ba'alma, this was not like a punkt, even B'Kavana punkt, but this is Mamish the ingredient. Right, the recipe calls for this. And in a situation like that, you don't say bittul. Where is this Ravid? So this is going to take us down memory lane a little bit. We're going to have to go back a month or so to some of the earlier sugis that we learned here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. We know that Chalav Akum is Aser. You think? We know that Gvinas Akum is Aser. We know that Chemas Akum is Aser. Stating that, when you learn the sugi of Chalav Akum, Gvinas Akum, and Chemas Akum, it's not the same thing. They're all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa'inyan, right? They're all Melchiks. But they're really not the same. It's three completely different sugyas. Cholav Akum is Aser, because we're concerned there might be a little bit of Cholav Tameh inside of it. Gvinas Akum is Aser. The Gemara gives a bunch of reasons, but the reason that comes out, Lalach, is Mipnei Shemamidin Oisei Ba'er Kevas Nevelo. That in order to be Maimid, the Cholav, and turn it into Gvina, they would put it in the Oir of Kevas Nevelo. That's how they used to do it. And because it has Blias of Nevelo inside of it, that's why we're concerned. Now you're going to tell me, isn't Gvinas Akum made from Chalav Akum? So if Chalav Akum is also, then by definition Gvina's Akum should be also. The answer is that you can't make Gvina from Chalav Tameh. I mean that you can't make Gvina from Chalav Tameh. So if you have Gvina, you know that there's no Taruvus of Chalav Tameh inside of it. So what would be the problem? The problem is Mipnei Shemamida Noisoi Ba'or Kevas Nevelo. The Rishonim, all the Rishonim, Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad, right? Sometimes there's kashas that Tosfos has, the Rashba has. Sometimes there's kashas that every Rishon has. All the Rishonim has, that I don't understand this halacha. Gvinas Akum is awesome. Mipnei Shemamida Noisoi Ba'or Kevas Nevelo. You're worried there might be a little bit of Nevelo. That little bit of Nevelo that you're worried might be inside of it is for sure bottle to all the Chalav that's there. It's bottle to the Gvina. So if it's a bottle, then l'chayra, why don't we say bittul? The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka asks this kasha. We talk about all the Rishonim ask the kasha. Even the Rambam, who doesn't save him, Toim Rav Yeh Shloimar, throughout his Yad Chazaka, Ki Yedua. But over here, even the Rambam asks this kasha, and the Rambam says, I'm going to tell you why there's no bittul. It's because being that the Nevela is Maimid the Chalav, so its impact, its effect is noticeable. A davar amaymit, afil be'alflei batel, which is a very mufursim de galach in taruvah, this is where it comes from. It comes from the halach of gvina zakum. But the Ravid said a different reason. The Ravid said that the reason that gvina zakum is awesome, ibn shamid, the noise of arkevas avail, and we don't say bittel, it's because what's the reason that gvina zakum is aser? Or this is all Machalei Akum. And when it comes to Machalei Akum, says the Ravid, we don't say Halacha Bittul. When it comes to laws of Machalei Akum, there's no Halacha Bittul. And says the Ravid, that's why there is not going to be Bittul. This is the Ravid. This is the Ravid that the Rajba quoted in his Tshuva. So when the Rajba was asked the question about the medications that are beginning to Chalush Eimbaim Sakano, and there's a little bit of wine, could you say Bittul? Said the Rajba two reasons. Number one, there's a Ravid. It's rather the second reason if you look it up inside. But number one, there's a Ravid. With the Ravid said that when it comes to Machalei Akum, you don't say Bittul. No, so here we're dealing with Machalei Akum, so as a result, it's not going to be Bittul. Number two, because it's Darkum La'arav Behem Yayin, and whenever it's Darkum, you don't say Bittul. What was that Ravid that the Rajbah was referring to? It was the Ravid that all the Rishonim bring in the Sugya Gvinas Akum, who was Masber, that the reason we don't say Bittul on the Mamid and Ois of Arkevus Nevelos, because he did it with Machalei Akum, and whenever you're dealing with Machalei Akum, Bechahai Gavna, you're not going to say Bittul. So this is where it gets a little bit interesting. We mentioned that there's a sugya of Cholav Akum, there's a sugya of Gvinas Akum, and there's a sugya of Chemas Akum. Let's pivot for a minute to the sugya of Chemas Akum. Chema is butter. What's the halacha of Chemas Akum? So if you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit of a surprising halacha. The Mechaber says as follows. The Mechaber says, HaChema Shel Goyim. as it relates to the butter of goyim, ein moichin la anshei hamakim shenoyegim by heter. You can't be moicha against people that are mekel. Then roiv bnei hamakim noyegim by iser. If most of the people are machmer, ein l'shanos, then don't worry about it. Ubemakim she'ein minik, if there is no minik, in bishlo, if you cooked it ad shahocha tzachtzuchi achalav, until the pockets of milk went away, muteretz is going to be mutter. The bottom line is, as it relates to chema, it sounds like it's tali in minik, right? You eat kebrokts, you don't eat kebrokts. You daven usach svar, you daven usach ashkenaz. You eat chemasakum, or you don't eat chemasakum. So what's going on over here? I don't understand. How could it be tali b'minik? I mean, l'chayra, in l'chayra, deya shayla gedoyla mizu. And this is something that boils down to tamei hamin hagim. What's pashup shah? So the pashup shah is as follows. Just like when it comes to gvinas akum, we said there's no problem of chalav akum. Why? Because the chol of tamei can't become gvina. When it comes to chemas akim, there's also no problem. And the reason is because the chol of tamei can't become chema either. Now, the metzias of mamid and oisav or kevas nevela, which was true by gvina, wasn't true by chema. So really, based on that, chemas akim shouldn't be a problem. Because you have the maila of gvinas akim without the chsarim. You have the maila that you know it's not chol of tamei, but you don't have the chsarim. Because there's no problem of mamid and oisav but or kevas nevela. So what's the issue? The issue is that there was always a concern, and it's based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hamed Aleph, that there might be tzichtzuchei chalav. There might be little pockets of chalav tameh that was really mixed into the original chalav akum, which, by the way, we're always concerned about. That's what chalav akum is also, because you worry there might be a taruvos. And it could be that little pocket never taka turned into chema. But when you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat the chema, you're eating chema, but you're also eating a little bit of chalav. And that little bit of chalav is going to be a concern. Says the Mechaber, stating that in Bishlo, if you would go ahead and you would cook the chemasakum, oh, then for sure it's going to be mutter. Why? Because once you cook it, then even if there was tzichtzuchei chalav, it's going to be bottled to the chema, which we know is kosher. And as a result, there's going to be bittel. If there's going to be bittel, you're not going to have a problem. So again, when it comes to chema, you have the maila of gvinasakum without the chsarna of gvinasakum. You have the maila of gvina zakum. Why? Because you know there's no chal of tami. Because chal of tami can't become chema, just like it can't become gvina. And you don't have the chsan, because then I'm on midinois of our kevis tevel. The only reason it's a problem is because of a chshash of tzuchei chalav. Do you have to be chayish? That's totally a minik. But if you go ahead and you cook it, then anyways it's bottle. Because the bishul was ma'arivit, and then it's going to be bottle. And once it's bottle, like this already, there's not going to be an issue. Says the noy de bi Yehuda. Says the Noi de Yehuda in a tshuva, and this tshuva is in Yerideya. It's a Madura Tinyana. It's Simin Nun Vav. That if you take a look at the Beis Yosef right here in Simin Kuf Tes Vav, the Beis Yosef said that this that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you ready? This that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, this is a little nuance, but it's mamish kedai if you want to get the sugi of Shari Kask. That this that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the halach is if you cook the chemas akim, it's going to be mutter, is the loika Rajba. It's not like the Rajba. Which Rajba? The Rajba in the Tshuva, who said that the halach is like the Raivid, that we don't say bittel when it comes to all machaleya. Because if you're going to tell me that there's no bittul when it comes to machale yakum, and that's why mami denois of arkevus nevela, but there's no bittul, and that's why when it comes to those medicines, we're not going to rely on bittul, then who cares you went ahead and you cooked now the chemas akum? Avifel, you're concerned that there might be tzichtzuchei chalav. Well, if you're concerned there might be tzichtzuchei chalav, then you can't be mevatel at ayudei bishul, because machale yakum is not something that's subject to bishul. So says the Beis Yosef, this mechaber right here, is going to be mavur. This mechaber right here is going to be mavur that we don't go like that, Rajba, and we say that this bittul even when it comes to machale yakum. Now, the reason the Noi de Yehuda said it in his tshuva, which is something that we're going to get to Beis Hashem, is because the Noi de Yehuda was trying to figure out if the halacha is like that Rajba, that first glance, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kufla Medal Yud Gimel, Kol HaMashkim Shal Goyim Shatarkin Lari Ben Yayin HaChemetz Asurim. And you say, what do you mean? Is the halacha like the Rashba? Shulchan Aruch quotes it. What exactly is the negotiation? It says, the Noi de Yehuda Kedarkei Bakoydish, like only the Noi de Yehuda could. That being that the Beis Yosef himself said that what he brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tezvav Gimel Rugani Chemazakim is Deloika Rajba, and he paskined it Deloika Rajba. So Kumto is that it's not Poshit that the Mechaber held like the Rajba. Because as much as in Kuf Lamedalud Yud Gimel he paskined the Rajba, but in Kuf Tezvav Gimel he didn't paskin the Rajba. And if that's the case, says the Noid Behuda, my Hachra is for sure the Halacha, you could be Soymech, that the Halacha is not like the Rajba. I had you give the Chenetzah with the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Noid Behuda didn't really explain it. I ain't sure. But the bottom line is that the Noid Behuda comes out in this Shiloh with a tremendous Koyach Tetera based on his observation, and that is that as much as the Mechaber paskin the Rajba in Kuf Lamed Dalet Yud Gimel, he Lahedya didn't paskin the Rajba in Kuf Tez Vav Gimel. Let's go back to Rav Taitz's Taina to Rav Moshe. Let's listen to what he tells Rav Moshe. He tells Rav Moshe, I understand everything that you're telling me. You're telling me that when they blend these Yayin Sarovs, they put a little bit of wine inside of it. You don't have to worry about it. Why not? Because it's Bittel. Ah, you don't have Shishim, you only have 40. It's because when it comes to Yayin, all you need is Bittel B'Shisha. This is Shar Mashkim. Even B'Shar Mashkim, the halacha is like the Tazet, even the Shach is going to be made, and it's a Magen Avraham, Pre-Chadosh, Machsa Shekel. The halacha is that all you're going to need Shisha. Said Rav Taitz, but there's another problem. You know what the problem is? The Rajma. The Rajma said, Kol HaMashkim Shal Goyim, Shedarkim La'arav Ben Yayin Oichoymetz Asurim. And this is Mamish, their case, because the Derech is La'arav Ben Yayin Oichoymetz Asurim. So Rav Taitz went and he preempted what he thought Rav Moshe was going to tell him. And he was right, because Rav Moshe was going to tell him this. He preempted what Rav Moshe was going to... We'll see in a second how we know. But Taitz preempted what Rav Moshe was going to tell him. He says, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, Asadah, Noid B'Yehuda. With the Noid B'Yehuda already said that it's not so poshut that the halacha is like this Rashba. Because in the Sugya of Chemas Akum, in Kuf Tezvav Gimel, then the Mechaber goes, and he says that in Bishla Achahocha Tzichtzuchi Acholam Uteris, and the Bezi Yosef says this is the like Rashba. So you see, Mefurish, not the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rashba. But he says the Noid B'Yehuda left us hanging a little bit, because the Noid B'Yehuda never fully explained to us how you reconcile. You can't just walk away from a steer in Shulchan Aruch with a steer in Shulchan Aruch, but that's Abin Apshat. So said Rav Taitz to Rav Moshe, I think I know what the Pshat is. You know what the Pshat is? He says, Haflav a fellow. He says, in Kuf Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Cholov. In Kuf Lamedal, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Yayin. Yayin maybe is more Chomer than Cholov. Yayin is Yisuriya. No, right? We know Yayin is more Chomer. And being that Yayin is more Chomer, so could be there the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rajba. But when it comes to Cholov, not. He says, I don't have any other way to reconcile the steer of Shulchan Aruch. It must be like Kasha. Kan Cholov, Kan Yayin. I think that makes a lot of sense. So if it's Kan Cholov and Kan Yayin, says Rav Taitz, so that would mean that when it comes to a Cholov Sugya, yeah, you have a Noid B'Yehuda, B'Shem D'Beis Yosef, Kuf Yodalid, you have that Goyza Halacha that be Seimecha. But when it comes to Yayin, that's an Ofen Halacha, it's Kuf Lamed Al Yugimel, it's a Mefurish Rashba. So these blended Yayin sort of Bittel from Haipas Morgan, but you have a Rashba problem. How are you going to get away from this Rashba? So Rav Moshe wrote back to Rav Taitz, you ready? He said, Rav Taitz, I'm masking to the way you were Miyashiv the Stira Mechaber. He says, Nochain u'poshet. It's poshet. It's poshet that's Pshan Shulchan Aruch. That's the word. There's a chiluk between Chav and a chiluk of Yayin. But this is where you have to be Rav Moshe. Abazot Rav Moshe, it's poshet to me. That this, that the Mechaber, who is Mekel, the loika harajba when it comes to cholov, but he was machmer b'stam yenam. It's only the mechaber l'shitosoi who paskins that afilu bizman hazeh. Even nowadays, stam yenam is aser b'hana, and it's because of the isra nosha boy that it's more chomer. Oh, but we go and Ashkenaz like the Ramah, and the Ramah already told us that you could be mekel when it comes to stam yenam by yisurei hana. If that's the case, I think today it's poshut in the world of the Ramah, there's no way on earth that Stam Yenam is going to be more Chomer than Chalav Tameh. And if that's the case, that by Chalav Tameh the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel the Leika Rashba, it's Poshet that Stam Yenam is Man Hazeh, you can be Mekel as well. Stating that, Rav Moshe told Rav Taitz, your Kasha is a very good Kasha, and a Bal Nefesh I believe should be Machmer. The Hutam Chamishi Lebal Nefesh Yachma, says Rav Moshe. It's a fifth reason I believe that a Bal Nefesh should be Machma. But I'll call upon him. Rav Moshe came with a festa taino, Kedarka Bakoidish, and he said, I agree with everything that you're saying right now. But at the same time, I think it's Pashat. It's Pashat that according to the Ramah, it's going to be different. And by the way, just to bring one raya that Ramah brought to his Svar, because it's such a big Chiddush, I feel like it needs a raya, right? Just to bring one raya that Ramah brought, and this is in Yerudei Sim in Kuf Yodalet Sif Vav. The Mechaber says, Tzorich li zoher, v'livdoik, v'lachgar, b'sheicher u'b'mashke shal dvash, o'isim ha'goyin achshav, v'noisim ha'mishmar shal yayin. Be very careful when you buy, it's not much this halacha, be very careful when you buy their beverages, make sure there's no wine. You ready? Zok the Ramah. If the derech is to put shmarim, also liknois behem, you can't buy from them. And ein b'mashke shishim and ashmarim, unless they're 60. What's the problem of buying the shmarim? The shmarim has yayin inside of it. Says the Ramah that if there's no 60 and the derech is to put shmarim, don't buy. Says Ramosha, what do you see from here? If the derech is to put shmarim, but there is 60, then you're going to have a shir betel. What do you mean? It's the derech. What's going on over here? Kol amashkin shal goyim shedarkim larib and yayin oichayim etz asurim. The teretz is that's the mechaber. But the Ramah knew that when you're dealing with macholis asuris that are not isuriano, so then you're going to be mekel. And the Ramah l'shitasei holds that stam yayin b'zman hazeh is more kuludik. So the mechaber is machmir in kuf lamadal yud gimel. The Ramah is mekel in kuf yudal vav. It's the mechabel shitasei and the ramal shitasei. Azay Ramosha gezog. See, Torah of Tais, a maskim to it. It was a long shtickle Torah, but it was worth it. I'm telling you, it's a maskim to everything that you said, every twist and turn. But at the end of the day, like Lididan, the Bnei Ashkenaz that follow the Ramah, for sure we're going to be mekel. And just because it's the derech, that in and of itself is not going to be a problem. So let's just make this sikkum. Again, the question was asked from Moshe. There's certain whiskeys where the derech was that they would blend it with wine. They would put a little bit of wine inside of it, up to 2.5%. And chayut should be a problem. Rav Teitz went with Grace Askonis, v'tavi ala bracha, to make this not be an issue anymore. Rav Moshe wrote, it's murder what you're doing. But at the same time, mi'ikar adin, this is not a problem. The reason mi'ikar adin, this is not a problem, is because mi'ikar adin, when it comes to stam yeinam, bittul requires shisha. And even though it's a machlik sapoiskim, maybe shar mashkim is different, but halacha is like the taz, and l'chayru the shach would be moida when it comes to yayin, saraf, that the halacha is that the bittul is going to be shisha. I am a vatel nisla chatchila. No, that's only a problem. If either I do it or it's done for me. Here, I didn't do it and it wasn't done for me. It was done for Ruba da Alma, which are Ivdi Kechavim. And based on that, that's not going to be an issue. Stating that, Ramosha said four reasons that a bal nefesh should be machmer. He says, number one, maybe even though you don't have to be worried about the time of the yayin as it relates to the shtiyah shabai, because that's kiyua ba Alma, then maybe isuri ana, afron aser. So the time kiyua would also be an issue. Says Ramosha, I mean, it's not a problem because an halacha shtei mutar b'shtiyah, but a bal nefesh should be machmer. Additionally, a bal nefesh should be machmer, says Ramosha, that maybe the halacha is that when it comes to stam yeinim, bittul is not shisha, it's shishim. Etlachim rishonim hold that way, and avodah zarah, and gimel amidays, and it's one day in the Ramah. So if that's the case, a bal nefesh should be machmer. Again, it's not halacha. It's not halacha. If you say it's halacha, you're not being honest. But at the same time, bal nefesh yachmer, it is one day that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Additionally, we have the sheet of the shach, that when it comes to Shar Mashkim, you can't be Seimich on Shisha. And Ramosh says, even though again the halach is not like the Shach, and I think the Shach is Moid Bayayin Sarf, Abu Lamay, so that's what the Shach says. And remember, the Shach was coming from the Stima Sloshan Ramah. So you have the Stima Sloshan Ramah, that has value. There's a Mata Yoinison that says that if you're putting the wine to be Mashpiach the Taruvos, then you go to the regular halach of Shisha. So it says Ramosh, even though the halach is not like this Mata Yoinison, and I don't understand it, to be honest with you, but at the same time, four reasons that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. Rav Teitz wrote many Truvas back to Ramosh. We spoke out two of his great sakashas that he asked. One of them is, why do you view it as a tavlin? That Ramosha said, tavlin ahin, tavlin aher. At the end of the day, it's tam kiyu ba'alma. And if it's tam kiyu ba'alma, that in and of itself is not going to be a problem. And then finally, Rav Teitz said, isn't it a often halacha kuf lamadal yud gimel kalamashkim shal goyim shetarkin lar ben yayin oichoymetz asurim? So Rav Teitz said most of the teretz himself, but really what emerged from Rav Teitz and Ramosha's shak levataria was that as much as the Shulchan Aruch paskins that halacha, but it's clear in the sugi of chemas akum that he paskins not that way, and you have to say it, loy kasha, one is talking about shar machalos asuris, which is more kuludik, and the other one is talking about stam yeinim, which is more chomer. And Ramosha said the mechaber was machmer l'shit but with the Dan that followed the Ramah, who holds that Stam Yena Bizman Azeh is more kuludik, it's not going to be an issue. And by the way, take a look at the Ramah himself in Kuf Yud Dalid Vav, where the Ramah seems to be saying it mafurish, and it's based on that. Said Agoyin Agod the Ramah Shafainzi, it's not a problem, but it is a fifth reason if you would like to go ahead and be Machmer. So just as a postscript to this, two things. Number one, this tshuva is eerily similar to the very, very famous Chol Stam Tshuva, where a Moshe writes a tshuva. He says that it's Mutter, Ledina, but at the same time, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. But just two observations as it relates to distinctions between these two tshuvas. Number one, if you go back to the Chol of Stam Tshuva, so Rav Moshe comes out like this. Rav Moshe comes out as follows. V'lochein, haroitza lismoich, ulohakel yeshloi tam gadol, v'rashoi, and his mutter, u'kamoshe makilim bazeh, haroiv bnei adam, shoymrei teira, v'gam harbei rabbonim, v'chas v'sholom loymar, sh'oisim sh'loi kedeh. Abu Mikomakoim, Le Bale Nefesh min Haroi Lahachmer, or Bal Nefesh be Machmer, the aim bozem Mishum Yuara. And there's no Yuara, there's no gaiva to say that I'm going to be a Machmer and other people are being Mekel. The Chena ni Noyag Lahachmer Laatzmi, and Ramoch says, I myself am Machmer. Abu Misha Roitza, Lahakel, who Oise Kedina, the aim Lahachshiva Kemazalza be Surim. But if somebody wants to be Mekel, he's doing the right thing, and you have no right to be. Call him someone that's mezalzel b'yisur. As it relates to what Rav Moshe said regarding the blended scotches, Rav Moshe writes like this: Va'af ani she'ani mater, I am mater. Ob nizer ani ba'atzmi milishtois blended. I'm nizer. I don't drink these blended whiskeys. Rak bechabura, stating that if I'm sitting amongst a group of people, shaloi lemechsi kiyura, so that it shouldn't look like gaiva, ha'isi shoyse mashu, I would drink a little bit, levarech ha'mesubin kenohog, to bench the people around me, mitalachayim, v'lochein v'aday toiv, she'e yayin sort of blended b'loy shum chshash, being that a bal nefesh should be machmer, it's the right thing to do. But Ramosh, in as much as he said in the Chol of Stam Tshuva that he himself was Machmer, and there's no Indian of Yuara to be Machmer, when it came to the blended Yayin Sarah from Moshe says that I myself, even though Be'etzim am Machmer, but not when it intersects with a case of Yuara, Mefurish, we've mentioned many times over the years, this is mamish, a textbook example of how even in the world of chumras you have the nuance. How Rav Moshe, with regards to the Chol of Stam Tshuva, said there's a Yura problem. I mean, there's no Yura problem. Don't worry about Yura. But when it came to the blended, here already Rav Moshe said there is a Yura problem. And that's why, as much as I'm machmer, but not when it's going to be machzik, I'm going to be the only one that's not drinking l'chaim, that's already machzik. And Rav Moshe himself wrote, mamish, with his own pen, that this is something that he was mekel in when he found himself in this kind of situation. This is the first and the very obvious observation, but there's another obvious observation. And I just think it's worth mentioning because we made such a big deal about this when we learned the Chol of Stam Tshuva. And that is, Rav Moshe wrote his famous Tshuva about Chol of Stam, and at the end he said, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. And if you remember, we talked a little bit about, it's not clear from the tshuva why Rav Moshe said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. And I had the schus to actually ask this question to a goyin, Rav Reuven Feinstein, Shlita, who told me that he had discussed it many times with his brother, Hagoyin, Rav David, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. He said, Rav David used to say Tzarchin. It's not clear to him why Rav Moshe said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Rav Reuven told me he has a mahalach, but Rav Reuven said one thing is clear. It wasn't because he wasn't sure if the halacha is like what he wrote in the tshuva. Rav Moshe felt very strongly that this is the halacha and the family was knowing that way. Ki yodua. But the bottom line is, it was very unclear why Rav Moshe said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Think of the contrast. Here Rav Moshe writes five the good tshuvas. Five reasons why the Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. It's so interesting. By Chol of Stam, Rav Moshe doesn't tell you why a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. But yet, when it comes to the actual Chumrah, he's like a Machmer in the Chumrah, right? He says, there's no Mechzik Kiyura. I'm very Machmer, right? As far as we know, Rav Moshe never drank Chol of Stam. Stories that he almost drank Chol of Stam, right? But there's different mices. But the bottom line is that Rav Moshe didn't tell us. He left us hanging. What's the insight about Nefesh Yachmer? Here by the Sherry Cast, Rav Moshe Mamish told us he cannot. He wrote Fartig Etruvas to explain. Bal Nefesh be Machmer al Tzisuri Ano. Maybe you need Shishim. Maybe the Halach is like the Shach. Maybe the Halach is like the Mati Yoinesen. You know, maybe out the Rajbin Kufla Medal Yudimah. Fartig a raid and lumbus in terms of why Bal Nefesh be Machmer. Again, it's so interesting. These Truvas get lumped together very, very often. Obviously, they're completely different Truvas. But just a few interesting nuances. But here's the bottom line. This is Meridik. This is the foundation of understanding the discussion of the next time you pick up an 18-year-old McAllen's. Stating that, right? Stating that. This has nothing to do with the sherry cask, Shaila Be'etzen. And the reason is, because the sherry casks, nobody's taking wine and pouring, or no one's taking anything and pouring it into the scotch. What you're doing is you're aging and you're maturing the scotch in barrels that previously had wine stored inside of it. There, the ratios and the proportions are going to be different. There's a lot of different nuances, lahakalu lahachmer, that would have to be factored in. What exactly that all is, Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to visit in the next Raidbach.